This is a poem that takes place in two locations. One is New York City, the other is St. Louis. Both places that I happened to read poetry during the same trip. Also, Central Park in New York appears here, and the Guggenheim Museum. The Guggenheim, as you probably know, is cone-shaped. It's a big cone-shaped building, inverted, though. And the pictures are around the inside, and there's a set of spiral stairs. Actually, it's a ramp that goes all the way to the top. So you simply walk around, starting from the bottom, and look at the pictures until you get at the top, and then you walk back down. It's sort of a kooky way to make a museum. It was designed, I think, by Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's right across the street from Central Park, where a lot of weird things happen. It's called In the Guggenheim. I saw a woman screaming in the park, like in a painting by Munch. In the Guggenheim all day, spiraling up toward the dream of the skylight. A white mouth. The pictures, sleek fish, swim past you going down. And there are others, two in white fur caps. One holding the dancing hounds while her friend ran around the track in patent leather boots, feet sideways, as women run, holding the sandwiches in her pockets. At last, I think, she broke her teeth on the wall, being ugly, as one might break into a hollow nut. I lay in the cold Algonquin remembering the Chinese rabbit parketed in blue among the taxis that I wanted for you. That tomorrow the airplane would be landing into the warm mists of the woods surrounding St. Louis. And I would be sleeping in a house so high that all afternoon the squirrels would climb through the turning maples, perch on the branches, eye me through the windows, fat with knowledge.